We are learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, Tshuvot B'Tshuvot Chavadat, Chelek Dalet, tonight Siman Nun Beit. Fascinating question, relevant to tremendous areas of halakha, and not until I got to Florida did I realize how l'maaseh this was. What's the bracha on papayas? And not because you can't get papayas outside of Florida, but because a lot of people here have trees. So that's a good... Don't give away the ending if you read this. Okay, but you give away, we have to give a couple of minutes still between Mincha and Arvit. Last year I said it. Okay, so we'll do Chazara, because I didn't remember going over this Tshuva inside at least. It wasn't underlined, so it could have been we did it. But okay, why? It grows on a tree. Ribono Shel Olam, what's the question? It grows on a tree. Yeah. So the problem is that the papaya, so what, is it a fruit or a vegetable? It grows on a tree, so it's a fruit, right? Yeah, bananas grow on a fruit, on a tree, and they're not, when we say Adama and bananas, and if you think about it for a moment, tomatoes grow on a very little tree, and we say Adama. Now, it's not a tree. I know. We don't call it a tree. It's low, but if you look at the structure, meaning it has a stalk, it has a branch, and it has a fruit. Scientifically, it's absolutely a fruit, meaning because it has, the way it grows, it's scientifically a fruit. But who cares? Okay, so we have to figure out what makes it. But okay, so papaya... You'll tell me tomatoes die every year. The whole plant dies. It has to regrow from the ground up. A tree has a geza, a trunk. A tree has a geza. So even the banana tree doesn't have a geza. Why? I mean, it has a little bit, but the part, meaning a banana tree has multiple parts. There's a base, then there's a tall central piece, and then branches, and then bananas. So the central piece dies. So there's a base, the base still there, meaning it doesn't, the whole thing doesn't disappear, the base stays, but the place from where the branches come out of, there are no branches from the bottom, the branches come out of the top, it dies every year. Papaya tree stays! Yeah, but the papaya tree dies every 3 years. That's the question. It's hollow, so we'll get there in a moment. But it doesn't last more than 3 years. It dies after 3 years. It lasts more than 1 year, but it dies after 3 years. It's also hollow inside. It's not wood, meaning a tree is solid. You know, you're not going to, it's solid wood inside. Papaya tree is not solid wood inside. So who cares though? What makes the difference? So how do we, what should it be? Because it dies. So not only are we interested in the bracha, ha'eter adama, if it's es, we're going to have another problem. A problem of orla. Orla means in the first 3 years of a tree, you're not allowed to eat any of the fruit. So if it dies every, after 3 years, you're never going to eat papayas. Meaning, if it dies every 3 years, you'll never have a tree that gives you fruit for more than 3 years, so then you won't be able to eat it at all. It looks like a tree. I mean, Google it. It looks like a tree. I don't know. I'm not a nature guy. To me, it's a tree. It's taller than I am. It has little branch, guys. It has fruit.
How about pineapple?
Well, pineapple's a vegetable. Pineapple doesn't grow from a tree at all. Pineapple grows from the ground. I agree. So we're asking Rav Avadia, not Google. So what? But the important part isn't so much for the papaya, but what makes a difference? So the Radvaz, Rav David Ibn Zimra, had a different question that he was asked. He lived in the 1500s. About chasilim, eggplants. What's the status of an eggplant? Because that looks like a tree too. It's a little tree. But it's a, if you look, it has a central, no, it dies every year, I know, but the similarity is it's stalk, it has a stalk, a central geza, branches, and it looks like a fruit. So he says, yeah. He brings a sefer, Kaftar Vaferach, one of the earlier, later Rishonim, who says, yeah, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't eat chasilim. You know why? It's orla. It's always orla. Because it dies every year. So you never have a chasilim tree in quotations, that's more than 3 years old. So you can't eat chasilim. He says, no can do, not allowed. The Radvaz says, the Radvaz comments on this, it makes sense. He says, yes, but when I came to Eretz Yisrael, the Radvaz was in Egypt, came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, everyone needs chasilim. Everyone needs chasilim. Then puts the peum tzavtzef. No one says not. Obviously, they must hold it's a vegetable, because if it was a tree, it would be orla. Now, even if you'll tell me it's a safek or la, the Eretz Yisrael is lechumra. If you have a safek in din or la, in Eretz Yisrael, it's lechumra. No, in Eretz Yisrael, it's lechumra. You have to be machmir. Safek or la b'chutz la'aretz is lahakel. Or la applies in chutz la'aretz also. So he says, if there was any room to be mistapek, just one second, if there was any room to be mistapek, to have a safek, we would be machmir. Because if they're eating it, it must be that they hold it's a vegetable. Why is it a vegetable? So he doesn't say that it dies every year. That's not his reason. The red was what? Yeah, scientifically it's clearly a fruit, but that said,
it comes from the part of the flower.
Yeah, because yeah, the difference in science, the difference between the fruit and the vegetable is what part of the plant forms the food. But the Radva says, you know why it's a vegetable? Not because it dies every year, because you could plant it, and in 1 year it grows. He says trees don't grow so quickly. If you plant it and it grows in 1 year, I've done this in New York. We used to have a garden. Yeah, chasilim, obviously. Chasilim, you plant it, and you can get chasilim within a couple of weeks. Months, 2 months, you have chasilim. So he says, that means it's a vegetable. Now the problem is that he made that up. The Radvaz made that up. The halachos, not the chazonish, say, where'd you get that from? Yes, you plant, it's true, no one's arguing that you plant the seed and then the same year you get the chasilim, the eggplant. The chatzil. But who told you that that's the criteria? They're like, no, you're wrong. So there's the whole debate that did the Radvaz, did he have anything to rely on? Maybe there's a Tosefta, maybe there's not a Tosefta. Tosefta are like Mishnayot that didn't make it in. They're like external Mishnayot that didn't make it. We have collections of them. The reliability of some of them is questionable. So maybe, yes, maybe there is a Tosefta, maybe there's not a Tosefta. But the Chesed L'Avraham, many Achronim write, in Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag is everybody ate them. The Reb Chaim Vital writes that Arizal used to eat them. If there was any room to be Machmir, you said the people would have been Machmir. He says, even people who are Machmir on everything else on the planet are Machmir on this. Obviously, they hold it is a vegetable. And therefore, it must be a vegetable. There's no Orla. And it's borei pri adamah. And he points out you can't even have a safek. So he says, well, what about safekos? Maybe yes, maybe no. You should be machmir. So he says you have to prove that no. They really, what kind of safek is this? Because he tries to prove it. You have different types of safekot in halacha. You have a safek in chesron yedi'ah. Safek in chesron yedi'ah, nobody knows, is that a safek or not a safek? Meaning a safek means, I have, I have 10 apples. One of them, let's say, is Orla. I don't know which one. It's all mixed together, and I take each one out. Each time, I have a safek. I could know, I just don't, because nobody pays attention. Or you could have a safek that nobody knows the answer to. Is this a fruit, or is this a vegetable? There's a whole big machlok poskim whether we treat that as a safek or not. He assumes we do, but he proves and says, no, we hold halacha l'maaseh. He says, there's no Orla af Be'eret Yisrael, meaning the nafkamina is even in Israel, because in Israel we say Safek Orla L'chumra. In Chutz La'aretz, which is fascinating when you think about it, there are very few mitzvot HaKluyot Ba'aretz that apply in Chutz La'aretz. There are very few agricultural mitzvot that apply in Chutz La'aretz, except for Orla and Chadash, maybe Kilei HaKerem also. But, Challah might not be a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Challah is only once you make a dough. So, okay. But you're correct. There is, but challah chutz la'aretz is also drabana.
But papaya is adama?
So we hold papaya is adama, and there's no orla, not in Eretz Yisrael, and not in chutz la'aretz. And therefore, you have one, you can eat it immediately, you don't have to wait, but the bracha on it should be, bari pri adama.